The question is, what will the welcome be like for Tony Abbott at the Pacific Islands Forum? Well, it may not be all that warm. A group of low-lying Pacific Island nations have threatened to walk out of the forum if Australia undermines a declaration calling for tough action to tackle climate change. Kiribati is one of the islands most threatened by sea level rise. It's one of several nations insisting that the forum adopt the goal of limiting global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees. President Anote Tong joins us now from Port Moresby, where the Pacific Islands Forum is taking place. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, and thank you for giving me this opportunity, Geraldine.
President Tong, if Australia and New Zealand refuse to accept a declaration that calls for global warming to be limited to 1.5 degrees, what will you do?
Well, we are pondering over that question even now, last night, and of course today we will be sitting in retreat together with the Australia and New Zealand leaders. A number of declarations have been coming forward. Earlier this week, we met as the small island states of the Pacific Islands Forum, and we have issued a declaration. There was an earlier declaration at the Pacific Islands Development Forum in Suva, which also issued a similar declaration. And the question is, what are we likely to be coming out of with at the end of today?
So that's still in play. What exactly what you're going to come up with at the end of today? Did I hear you right?
That's right. It's all of the forum membership will be sitting in retreat today, and the question that everybody's asking, including ourselves, are we likely to come out with a consensus declaration, or are we likely to be declaring our reservations or whatever? Will be coming out. There appear to be irreconcilable gaps, but the question is how do we get a final document to come out that reflect the issues? Because for us, it's not a negotiation. It's about our future, the future of our generations.
Has Australia asked you to drop this demand that this 1.5 degree goal be stated?
I don't. That they have not, but their position is absolutely clear. And I think we're just coming at this from very, very different positions. The question is, are we likely to come out with a consensus declaration, or are we going to be split in the middle?
And what's your inclination about tactics then? Because you know that our Prime Minister has been very reluctant to concede some of these things. So what's your instinct?
Well, I think it's not so much instinct as common sense. It's got to reflect the view of the majority of the members. And we have in the past always tried to come out with a consensus. But if that is not possible, then let it be reflected that Australia is unwilling to be part of the larger Pacific Declaration, and let that be put on record. I think we would have no problem with that.
See, it's just that most of the world generally, I think, agrees that 2 degrees of warming is the limit that they're working towards. So really, Australia's just reflecting the global consensus on this issue, isn't it?
Oh, I think you're talking about the developed world consensus.
Yes.
Okay, so we're not talking about the ones that are most vulnerable. And I think that is the bottom line. I mean, you cannot say that 2 degrees is acceptable to most. What about the rest to whom it's not acceptable? Well, are they acceptable collateral? Is that what we are saying here?
See, the difficulty, and this is really tricky to say, but like even the cost of mounting the forum are all borne by Australia and New Zealand. So even the way in which you're having the debate is at the behest, as it were, of the dollars of Australia and New Zealand. So it doesn't put you in it's not an easy position for you, is it?
Oh, I think it's very easy. I think it's very, very clear that, I mean, all those dollars that that are being put forward by whoever is footing the bill, it doesn't buy our future. We're not selling off our future, and we're not giving it up. I don't think we were put in these positions by our people elected into positions to sell their future. I don't think we have that mandate.
Tell me what you're seeing on Kiribati already. Are you saying that you're seeing the impact of global warming?
We are seeing impacts that are quite new. The cyclone Tam, which hit Vanuatu earlier this year, also hit our southernmost islands. We don't get cyclones. We've never, in known history, ever had cyclones. But that change in the weather pattern is very dangerous. We had waves coming over the islands, homes destroyed, and so we are still recovering. If that is the pattern of what is likely to happen with greater frequency in the future, then we are in trouble and something needs to be done about it. And so we are trying to do it. We are seeking assistance to, and the support of our friends to assist us in doing this.
I gather you have already started buying land in Fiji to ensure food security for Kiribati.
Yes, we have. We bought land, and I keep being asked by journalists like you, are you going to be moving your entire population? And of course, my answer has always been no, I will not be doing that. But I think the land is available. But I think what is more, what's so inspiring and it gives us a lot of heart is that Fiji, for their part, have actually offered to accommodate our people if and when they need the rises in the future.
So is this a conversation among your citizens? And what would you say their attitude to Australia is?
Well, I think that there's deep disappointment. We must understand that we're talking about people who really don't know what's going on in the international arena. They hear that what is happening, and because they are becoming aware, they did experience the impacts of what happened early this year. And so there is this growing fear. Previously, there was skepticism, as always there is. But now that is changing, and the question is, there is this awareness that it's not of our making. And those that can influence it are not doing it. And so there is this deep disappointment.
See, I know that one of the tactics being considered is to call for Australia to quarantine all coal mining, or at least certainly new coal mines. And now, that would be a straight trade-off, in a sense, wouldn't it, between the needs of your citizens and the needs of some of ours. Again, I suggest to you that is a very difficult strategy to play for you.
Well, I would dispute your use of the word need here, Geraldine. Here we're talking about survival. We're not talking about the standard of lifestyle, okay? And the coal industry, I did call for a moratorium, but I think that's simply an attempt at trying to get something concrete done. We've been talking about climate change, but not really doing anything about it.
Look, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
You're very welcome indeed, and thank you.
To put your views, President of Kiribati, Anote Tong, speaking to us from Port Moresby, where the Pacific Islands Forum is taking place.